Well, an event is coming up next Wednesday. It's going to happen in the parking lot at Cottage Hospital. We're going to find out all about it as we are joined this morning by, first off, Eileen Innes, the Director of Marketing for Cottage Hospital. Good morning, Eileen. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. Also with us, Dr. Denise Deckow. She's the Medical Director of the Cottage Older Adult Behavioral Unit. Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And also somebody who's going to be participating and have a candle, a luminary that's going to be lit for a loved one, Lisa McKeever. Lisa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. Very well.
Yep. Thank you. All right. Well, let's start off. Eileen, tell us about the event itself and what's going to be going on.
Sure. So we have forms where people can pick them up here at the radio station, at the hospital, and a number of Galesburg businesses, as well as online here at WGIL.com. So this is an event for Alzheimer's awareness in which we hope to light the way for a cure. And in doing so, we'll be lighting luminaries and we'll light up the block of North Kellogg Street just in front of Galesburg Cottage Hospital. And for a $10 donation, you can have one of those luminaries with the name of your loved one or the person who's been affected by Alzheimer's, and even like a 10-word message that we'll write on the luminary bag itself. And then at after the lighting, around 4 o'clock on Wednesday, November 15th, we'll begin with the ceremony at 4:30. And so we'll have Dr. Denise Deckow, who will talk about the impact that Alzheimer's has on the entire family. And we'll also have a dedication by Doug Gibb, who is a grief counselor here in Galesburg. And then a poem being read by the co-chairs of the Alzheimer's Awareness Team at Cottage, and a closing prayer. So I think all of this will be impactful, and it will signify so many lives that are affected by this disease. And, it encompasses so much and so many. It's just, it's horrendous, really.
Absolutely. Dr. Deckow, can you kind of touch on Alzheimer's itself? I mean, obviously trying to bring some awareness. There has been more as of late, but there was a time where this was, we didn't even talk about it. People got old and senile at some point, but over the last, I don't even know if it's been the decade or a couple of decades where there's been more awareness, but probably not necessarily enough.
Oh, absolutely. It is becoming more common, especially as we have a greater aging population. We also have more understanding how to diagnose it earlier. The treatments are still limited. It's primarily just slowing down the process of the disease, which is why research is still important. And we are very lucky here in Galesburg that we're able to help treat people locally. We help diagnose, we help treat, we help stabilize, and provide a lot of education to families.
And you've obviously seen a lot. It's a horrible thing. It's not only for the person going through it, but for the families as well.
Oh, absolutely. When people are especially in the hospital, we have a older adult behavior health unit at Cottage, which primarily takes care of people with dementia. Involving the families is a huge part of the treatment, helping with education, helping with them understanding how to deal with their family members in a way that is helpful for the family, so because it can be very stressful, and then helping decide what is the best treatment after they're discharged from the hospital, whether it's at home, in an assisted living, or in a care center.
Also joining us this morning, Lisa McKeever, who will be there lighting a luminaria for a loved one. And Lisa, this is something you've lived or are living. Talk a little bit about your experience with Alzheimer's.
Probably more dementia, close to Alzheimer's, but very similar. My mom had to have a medication change going from Knox County Nursing Home. She was admitted to the behavioral care unit at Cottage Hospital. One thing I did find out right from the beginning, she was not one that was quite as needy as more of the other ones. But I went to visit her almost every day, and what I did notice was this. The nurses were over the top extraordinary. There were two of them. I learned their names, Linda and Leslie. All the CNAs were excellent. As I sat with my mom having lunch, I would notice the love, kindness, the team effort that they made, the loving kindness, the hugs, the pat on the back, the love that I witnessed day after day after day. It was absolutely remarkable. I'm also going to include Dr. Deco in this because she hugs my mother. And here I'm going to have a tear run down my eye as I'm speaking because that means the world, the love, the attention like that, because from the bottom of my heart, that makes a huge difference from a family member to know that they're being taken care of so exceptionally well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess that's the one thing as it gets to a point where they don't necessarily know you or their family, but at least you know now. And obviously you still love her and would give her hugs up, but just knowing that she's in a place where she's going to get that no matter what her personality may be or whether she knows somebody or not, at least knowing that that love's there has got to be helpful for you as a family member.
Oh, by the way, and I might just want to mention, she was supposed to be released from the hospital. And I'm going to be honest with you, it was a Friday, and she was going to be released. And I said, Mommy, you're going to go back to the nursing home. And she point blank looked me in the eye, and she said, I don't feel like I'm ready to go back yet, Lisa. And she did look me in the eye and say it. So I personally called Dr. Deckel's office, and I asked, could she please just stay a little longer? And she had to check into, of course, Medicare and certain other issues. But I did get the request, and she did stay longer, and she was healthier when she went back to the nursing home. Dr. Deco also, along with her general practitioner, Dr. Peachy, go to Knox County Nursing Home also and visit there, which is what a wonderful convenience, not only for me, but for my mother. So it's a team effort. I feel like I'm taken care of substantially, in regards to my mother's care, I think my mother has been taken care of extraordinarily by all I just spoke about.
That is the voice of Lisa McKeever, a loved one suffering from dementia, also joined this morning by Dr. Denise Deco, the medical director of the Cottage Older Adult Behavior Unit, and also Eileen Ennis, director of marketing at Cottage Hospital. Eileen, I know in your position that you guys always have a lot of different types of activities and things going on, and a lot of it is geared toward education for the public, and I'm sure that education about Alzheimer's is always included in a lot of different things.
You know, Tom, that's interesting that you bring that up because really, as Dr. Deco had just mentioned, there really hasn't been a whole lot that a lot of us have known about this disease. Actually, in the last 5 years, the research has been impeccably there's been so much growth in that area. So what I like most about some of the things that we're doing is that we're also starting a support group. And so that is on the first and third of the month every Saturday. So I didn't say that correctly. So the first and third Saturday of every month from 2 until 3 o'clock at Galesburg Cottage Hospital in conference room number 2. And that is also a great way for people to get more information. You know, sometimes we learn best from others and some of the roads that other people have already been down. So these new pathways are always forming, and it's nice to be able to chat with somebody else who's experienced that. I'm sure that type of information would be really beneficial to Lisa and other people just like Lisa who are grasping with the fact that their parent has dementia, and in some ways they've lost a little bit of that parent, and that's scary, it's frightening, and it's sad, and yet you still want to do the very best you can by them, even though they may not be exactly the same person that you remember or that you grew up with. So I think the support group that Dr. Deco has started will be a great thing. And then secondly, Dr. Deco won't give herself enough credit, but She also holds informational educational sessions with nursing home leaders and caregivers from nursing homes throughout the Western Illinois region, all the way up to the Quad Cities, in which she gives them tips on how to deal with the patients in their nursing home. So you see, all of this comes together to try and educate everyone who may have a touch point with someone who's affected by dementia.
Absolutely. And Dr. Decco, can you address that a little bit? Because it's hard, obviously it's hard on the patient, it's hard on the family, but those caregivers as well, and they really have to know what they're doing, because this is something completely different. And throughout the different stages, these caregivers really have to know what they're doing to handle these patients.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that we tend to focus on is there's a lot of ancillary symptoms that are present with the cognitive impairment related to anxiety and depression and paranoia, sleep disturbance, agitation. And we have to help train people how to treat people when they experience these symptoms, when there is a cognitive impairment, because they've lost their reasoning capacity. So it changes how you have to address it. And a lot of it is education for the family and the caregivers.
Absolutely. Again, the Ceremony of Light National Alzheimer's Awareness coming up next Wednesday, November 15th, 4 o'clock. If you go to our website, WGIL.com, you'll see the menu, and if you just put your cursor on top of local, it'll drop down and say community events, and that's where you will find it, and you'll find the little, I don't know what to call it, application, but just the information where you put all your information. You can print that off, and $10 for your luminaria, and again, can say some words about your loved one, whatever the case may be. Again, so anything else on the event itself that you would like to get out there?
Just that we need you there. We need you to purchase a luminary. All of the funds from the luminary go to the National Alzheimer's Association. And I really hope that we can make an impactful statement by just the numbers that are there, and also the number of luminaries that are sponsored by someone and placed on Kellogg Street. We have a message here, and we want to send it out.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing about the luminary, with a ceremony like that, it's a really, really cool thing when you have them all lit up. So the more the better in many, many ways, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Eileen, thank you so much. Eileen Ennis, she's the director of marketing at Cottage Hospital. Dr. Denise Decco, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. And Lisa McKeever, who's a mother suffering from dementia. Lisa, thank you so much as well.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.